Imagine Dragons, Loom World Tour. Live in Salt Lake City, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater, Friday, October 11th. The brand new album, Loom, is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
Some of you, many of you, were once young parents with little kids. And now those little kids have littles of their own, and you might be spending some quality Christmas time with all of them soon. So how can you support and lift your kids and their spouses as they now take on the role of mom and dad? My next guest wants you to remember what it was like to be a young parent yourself. Author Mary Jo Bell joins me through the screen. Mary Jo, welcome back. It's so lovely to connect with you, sister.
I am so happy to see you again, Brooke. I watch you, obviously, when you're done. We're not talking. It just makes me miss you. Now I'm here.
We're here together in the same virtual space, at least. Are you gathering with your kids and grandkids for Christmas this year?
We are. It's really a perpetual revolving door of gather because 10 of our 11 grandchildren live almost in the neighborhood. They live so close.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Neighborhood. Yeah, it's really fun. So we even have some of them here right now. We're traveling with some families. And I just want to share this with my my Nana friends, that it's such a perk to be a Nana or a grandmother or a parent, right? Because you travel with board games. So I could not find my earrings this morning. I think a grandchild might have run off. So I just borrowed one of their board games and took the carry from the tree.
Listen. This is a hilarious full circle because I actually just threw out our Hi-Ho Cheerio over the weekend cleaning out the game cabinet because we were missing pieces. I should have saved the cherries. I didn't know they could be such a fetching accessory.
Hilarious.
That is a riot. You travel with board games, you're the cutest.
We love grandkids. We love them, obviously. We love them. I also wanted to take just a second to thank you and all of my, sorry, I don't want to get emotional, but all my Nana friends out there in the hood and grandparents that pray for me. I recently had open heart surgery. I can officially say my heart is more open now in many ways. And I feel like when we're grandparents, we're sort of like vintage cars. We're just like not a vintage cars. Sometimes need updates. Sometimes need parts replaced. But thank you guys.
We were praying for you. We are. And sending our love and you, that open heart, more open. I like that. You wear your heart on your sleeves or sometimes in your ears, depending on. You're the best, Mary Jo. You're the best. Let's talk about what we can do to love and support our kids and our kids-in-law in their parenting role during the holiday season. First, you do want us to remember. What do you mean by that word, remember?
A great question. So think back in your head, Brooke, when you first became a young mom and you were with your very first baby. And what did you want from your parents more than any other thing? Can you sort of think about that? Mm. I know what I'm curious what you wanted. Think about that while I tell you what mine is.
Okay.
All I really wanted was to be told I was doing a good job. That's what I wanted the very most. And parents, our young parents just crave that.
Yeah.
I had a daughter share with me recently that someone said to her, her mother-in-law took her aside and said, Emily, you are a fantastic wife and mother. And she said, Mom, I just burst into happy tears.
Yes.
That's so much what I wanted to hear. Because a lot of times you're tired, right? And you just need that reinforcement. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely. Reinforcement, the word that came to mind was validation, right? My love language is actually words of affirmation. So I can meet you right there. And I will tell you, and I mean this like literally, not a day goes by when my mom doesn't tell me, you're doing so great. Every day I hear those words from her, and they mean so much, no matter how many times she says it.
Okay, nanas, all the nanas out there and grandpas, listen to Brooke. That is exactly what we sometimes think. Oh, they've heard that. No, not a day can go by with that. You can never hear it too much. You are doing the most important job in the world, young parents, and you need that reinforcement.
Yes.
And so I'll provide that this Christmas and always.
Yes. So remember what it was like and validate. Show up with your words of support. This next point is interesting. You want us to resist from giving parenting counsel.
Right, and not resist completely. I realize there are some situations where we need to be prayerful and careful and have a really hard discussion. But most of the time, does it really matter if the kid's socks match or if they had pizza 3 nights in a row? Who cares? I mean, the person that I go to for my cautionary tale against this is Marie Ramone from Everybody Loves Raymond. If I need a little reinforcement to remind myself, never go down that path. I can watch her, and she's very funny, but she's really extreme. And we never want to be even remotely that. We want to resist that counsel.
How can we show more respect to our kids in this role? And ultimately, how can we cherish them in this role?
That's a great question. So respect, honoring their requests. Here's a quick story. I had a sweet, sweet person in our family that wanted to, I thought she might want to do this particular grandparenting idea I had, and she really didn't. And I finally said, I thought it over, and I thought, it's totally her call. And I said, sweetheart, you're the mom. This is your role. I'm dropping this completely. You never have to do this. And as often as we can give them that autonomy and authority, it really is their job. We're just here in the bleachers cheering them on. So that's respecting. And then cherish, oh my gosh, we could talk for 2 hours about that. But I love the word cherish. It's my favorite word of all words. It's so rich and evocative, cherish. And I looked it up, and it means to protect and care for someone lovingly. And that is so beautiful to be able to do that. I had a young parent, a son, that said to me, I noticed in his family, he said, I noticed that when I became a parent of young children, my parents, sort of a halo effect, loved me even more than before. Mm-hmm. And that we have a rich dynamic of flow between my love for them and their love for me, and then my love and their love for these children. But I thought it was not just because normally you're dealing with a married couple, right, just two people, but now there was a micro kingdom. And the grandparents really wanted to support that micro kingdom and build it. And so they were that love flow. And to be a child in that dynamic, in that little kingdom, man, what a safe, secure, fabulous, cherished place to be, right?
What a beautiful way to say it. Your words are always so piercing. This holiday season, we're going to remember, resist, respect. We're going to cherish. Mary Jo, thank you. We cherish you. We really do. Where can we get more from you?
Please go buy my book, everyone. I'm donating the profits. It's called... it's my latest book. It's called I Can Feel It in My Heart. Ironic, given my surgery. I Can Feel It in My Heart, and it's about protecting children from online pornography or graphic images, anything like that. It's filled with the Savior. It's very gentle and tasteful. You can find out more about it on MaryJoBell.com.
MaryJoBell.com. I love that you're giving back the proceeds, and I love that you're tackling that topic because so many parents need guidance in that area. Let's carve out a conversation in the future, sister, to talk just about that topic with you. I would love that.
I think that's a great idea. And your mom and I both think you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Mary. We love you. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.